I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
No. We'll do it live. Live.
The live show.
Live.
Big Brother can make anybody they want live.
Everyone's entitled to a little confusion in their life.
Number 5 is alive.
Car 7. Go to Paradise Hotel. Live in the pool.
I need a live spell check on the air.
You know, the next thing, he's going to be wearing a leather jacket and motorcycle boots.
Come now, dear. You've been watching too many of those live shows.
I got all three of you guys for the rest of your natural born live. And you're mine.
Following broadcast is brought to you live.
L-I-V-E, the live show.
You are live on channel 44. 4,000. Please do not swear.
This is the live show on RadioCitrus.com.
Okay, it's 9 o'clock back east, 6 o'clock on the west coast. It is actually happening. I never thought it would, you know. I've been trying to put it all together, and I've still found in the last majority of the work to actually get this thing together. I didn't even have the laptop and board and stuff plugged until a few minutes ago, so... How are you all doing? We've got quite an audience has built up. I was trying to figure out a way to turn that viewer number off so I can lie and be like, oh, yeah, we got like 350 people tuned in right now. But you guys know as well as I do, we got about 30 of them. Having some fun. Sorry I haven't actually chatted with you guys on the Gambia chat yet. I've just been so busy trying to get the few last things pulled together. But now is the moment you've all been waiting for. We're going to take our first phone call. Somebody, 651 area code. Hello. You've been trying all night to get in. Hello.
We're gonna take our first.
Yeah, hello.
Call somebody, 651 area code. Hello.
Okay, you gotta tune down your Radio Citrus player in your browser, otherwise I'm gonna hear myself like 10 seconds later. That's all good. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Okay, number one state calling in. Of course you didn't beat what's his name from Virginia on our beta test, but we only had like 5 people on that night. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm really pumped.
Yeah, well, that's... you know, I never realized how difficult trying to be a live host is, believe it or
Seriously?
Not. Yeah, it's tough. Like, you think these guys are real suave. They're rolling to work, and they're just like, oh, yeah, I totally know what to talk about. And I have no... idea, but that's cool, man. How are you celebrating the RadioCitrus.com live party?
Well, much to say.
You really don't have much to say then, do you there?
Sorry, you're breaking up. Can you say it again?
Well, you sound fine on this end here. All right, well, swine flu.
Swine flu.
We all going to die of swine flu. That's the important question we need to ask ourselves.
What do you think about it?
Here's what I think is going to happen. I think that Joe Biden has been an idiot his entire life, and suddenly the one time he's correct is when he went on the news yesterday. And I don't know how many of you got around to hearing this, but Joe Biden comes on and he says, nobody should fly planes and ride the subway because of the swine flu, right? Which is huge. That's extreme, you know, because it's basically saying that this thing is going to be so bad that we're all going to die. Really added to the paranoia of the thing, you know what I mean? But
well, you know, the normal flu is just, it's got more deaths than swine flu. And, you know, swine flu, the death toll went down like 60 deaths just because they figured out there was normal flu.
Yeah.
So I'm not that worried.
Yeah, but... knowing Joe Biden, normally everything he says is, you know, he's just an idiot. But he can't keep his mouth shut. But what if he's right this time? What if for once he accidentally got it right and we all died? Because the only thing scary about this, if you go back to 1918... a whole bunch of people died, and it was really badness and stuff. I don't remember. I fell asleep in history class. But anyway, good times, man. So we got Minnesota on the map, the number one caller here. Cool.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right. Take care, man.
Yep.
All right. Well, important way out is dump our head in here and take a look at traffic to see how things are going on out on the roads. Oops. Sorry. I don't have a professional audio system here, so it's a lot harder to... With a look at traffic, here's Moon Man and the Radio Citrus Razor Gator Lowercopter.
Well, we're keeping an eye on a new crash on the 101 southbound at Citrus Avenue. That's where a beer truck and a KFC delivery van got in a fender bender. That means a roadway spill. We're flying over there, and we'll have more in our next report. Moon Man and the Radio Citrus Razor Gator Loller.
All right, thank you, Moon Man. And traffic again. Your Southern California Razor Gator dealer. Anyway, take a look at weather across the country. It looks like it's starting to turn a little bit dark on the East Coast. That moving into the Midwest as the night continues. Still sunshine, beautiful skies on the West Coast, turning dark as we head into tonight. And a chance of maybe sunshine returning around 5 a.m. All right, take our next caller here from the 541 area code. Uh-oh, he went to voicemail. Try again here. Taking caller number two. Of course, the phone line's open for you, 951-817-7268. That's 951-817-RANT right here on RadioCitrus.com. Oh, 420, who's the, or 402 area code. Excuse me, who's this?
Yeah, this is Venom T-Dub. I'm in the Gabbly chat.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on? I just muted this crap so I could talk to you.
Yeah,
it's
the same. Well, it's the same thing that used to happen with AM radio. There was a day back in the day when radio was real, like 1995, and they'd have these AM radio stations with actually local people, and they talk about local stuff. It was cool. It was before the days when Sean Hannity came and ruined it for everybody. And they didn't. They've since invented this thing called a dump box, where they can come and dump it, and it delays everything 3 seconds and everything. A lot of that's post Janet Jackson stuff. But you used to take them live. And so what would happen is somebody would be listening in their car or at home and then be listening on the radio go, yes, I want to call in and talk on the radio. And so they call in, leave the radio on, and you have the exact same thing that's happening now with the echo type thing. But where are you calling in from tonight, man?
From Nebraska, actually.
Nebraska. So we're having like a Midwest who's who here tonight.
Pretty much. I don't think I'm anybody, but, it doesn't matter. I was going to ask you something. I totally forgot now, but...
If it comes back...
I can't remember. Oh, yeah. Is this going to be funny? I forgot.
Is going to be funny? I'm not Jay Leno, and even he's not that funny. It's difficult. If I was funny, I probably wouldn't be doing this. I'd probably be doing a stand-up night show somewhere. But you can try to pull a few things in here that might be funny. It's funny you mentioned that. Well, here's one thing that's...
So,
go ahead.
So what do you have the format? What's the format like for today? You just have, like,
the format,
calls at the beginning and then, like...
The format for today is take your calls and intersplice it with a few of our favorite YTMNDs, YouTubes, and songs. But since you guys are all kind of burnt out of that, I thought we'd take a few calls up the top first. But anything exciting going on in Nebraska tonight, though? That's the important question for...
Not really. Just that weather you were talking about earlier is coming in Nebraska. So.
Oh, it's getting dark.
Yeah, unfortunately.
That happens like all the time. Hey, speaking.
I know, almost every night.
Okay, now here's one everybody can relate with. Okay, how many of you from where you're from have the saying, "Oh, if you're from fill in the blank and you don't like the weather, wait 20 minutes." Okay.
Yeah. That's how it is.
Okay, where I'm from, we hear that all the time. Do they say it out in Nebraska, too?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. How about the rest of y'all? We're from places you're from, Dustin Diamond says, not me. He doesn't say that. Well, you're probably from, Southern California or something? Where the San Diego, where the weather's the same all the time? DNS server saying it's 15 minutes here. Mr. DNS server, where are you from? Because that sounds pretty... that's like 20.
Oh, yeah, I just totally remembered my question I was going to ask you.
Sure, what's that?
Are you ever going to get to work on like a mobile phone or iPhone or something like that?
Yeah, I think there is some potential to be able to pick this up on your iPhone. How it works is check out the parent streaming service for now. I haven't figured out how to link it on our site. Ustream.tv, and they have...
Yeah.
In fact, it might even be in the Apple app store. What do they call that? The app store?
Yeah, they have an app, a Ustream app, but I was trying to get it to work, and I couldn't find your channel on there.
Okay. Well, see, I'm ghetto. I've got enough equipment here that maybe if I pawn it all, I might be able to buy an iPhone. So I'm still a little behind the game. I'm a PC guy myself. So now half the people are going to tune out. Tacker just posted the link right there, ustream.tv/RadioCitrus. I know it's ghetto.
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't work on the iPhone or the iPod Touch or anything okay. like that. So.
It might work on Blackberries. If any of you out there have a Blackberry, you might want to give it a try. It'd be interesting to see if we can get that back as well, give that a shot on the Blackberry. But anyway, thank you, man. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too. Take care, man.
All right.
Well, one thing to stop and take a look at here. Have you ever heard of citizen's arrest? You know, being able to go in and, you know, you see somebody doing a crime, so you bust them. I've always, you know, there's a degree of maybe being somewhat hardcore to that, or psycho, depending. Well, kind of on the psycho end, this is from a station in Cincinnati. Listen to this report.
Dressed like a professional wrestler with a cape, Shadow Hair is actually a 21-year-old from Milford, although that's all he would tell us about his identity. He says he was abused as a child, foster homes, and now has dedicated his life to helping others.
Okay, fair enough. You have a bad childhood, and you want to be able to try to dedicate your life to improving the world. Okay, so far, so good.
Well, since when
that's the
Cincinnati
voice?
Had one great hero?
Shadow Hair is actually part of a growing community of citizen crime fighters from around the country.
Like a Cliftico from Pennsylvania, Wall Creeper from Colorado, Master Legend from Florida, Mr.
There's that many superheroes in this country?
Mr. Extreme in California.
Most of them belong to a website called the World Superhero Registry and often travel in teams. Shadow Hair leads a group he calls the Allegiance of Heroes.
Allegiance, assemble! We help enforce the law by doing what we can in legal standards. So we carry handcuffs, tasers, pepper spray, all the legal weapons. We will do citizens' arrests, and we will intervene on crimes.
I'm glad it's not this state. All the legal weapons would probably include a machine gun.
If there is one happening in front of us.
But in the real world, superheroes don't always win. Shadowhair says he suffered a dislocated shoulder trying to help a woman who was being attacked a couple years ago.
Oh, what did that probably involve? She was being attacked by a red light while he was trying to cross the street, and he went to grab her purse that she had dropped on the ground, and he got a dislocated shoulder.
And although he sees himself as the eyes and ears of police...
If there's anything that I can do, please give me a call, all right?
All right, buddy.
All right, catch you later.
I don't know if you caught that, the police officer saying, y'all write a letter. What do y'all think about that? Yeah. If you were in downtown Cincinnati, or any downtown, imagine you're downtown, the one, you know, that you never go to, and you were walking around, and this bum starts hassling you or whatever, and then a guy in a superhero costume comes to help you out, who would you run from? Taking your calls now. Sorry. 951-817-RANT. It's this, calling from Canada. Mr. Canada, hello.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Finally picked up. How are you doing?
That's right, you finally picked up, you asshole.
Hey, takes time, man.
Okay, I'm sorry,
that's cool.
All right.
So which province are you hailing from?
I hail from Alberta.
Alberta.
Where all the cool Canadians are.
You know, a guy I work with, he's an old guy, but comes from Alberta, and just... He talks about it like it's the province, you know.
That's because it is the province.
What makes it the province?
Because all other provinces are full of baggies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so it's the only normal.
Exactly right.
It's the only normal one. Well,
it's the only cool one.
It's the only cool one? Well, okay. Well, if I ever make it up to Canada, which I haven't yet, I'll make sure to stop by Alberta, because it's kind of the forgotten province. It's like the Wyoming, Colorado of Canada in some ways, to some degree, isn't it? A big lot of mountains and stuff.
I guess so.
You know, well, I don't
know. Well, like it makes all the money, and it's got all the bitches.
Okay. Well, yeah. What do you think about, okay, if you're in downtown, well, it wouldn't be, for some reason, the only city in Alberta I'm thinking of is Cardston, but the big one, you know, Calgary. You're in downtown.
Fuck Calgary.
Yeah.
Okay, so Edmonton.
You're in Edmonton. Okay.
Yeah.
You go downtown Edmonton, right?
Okay.
And hobo starts, you know, do you even have homeless people in Canada? Or is it to get too cold in the winter and they all die off?
I'm yet to find a place without homeless people.
Oh, okay. Well, homeless people, there's a wave of them one year. Okay, he's hassling you or whatever, you know, he's got a knife and he's going to steal your money or whatever. And then this guy in a superhero costume comes after you. Who would you run from?
Who I run from?
Yeah, the superhero costume or the guy with the knife?
Well, I'd dare them both in the face.
well said. Okay, so we got one vote down for deck 'em both in the face. All right, well, thanks for calling tonight, man.
Yes.
Okay. Keep it real.
Yeah.
Keep Canada tight for all of us.
I will.
All right, later.
Bye.
Okay, so one vote down for deck 'em both in the face. May not be a bad vote to go. Question open to you, the phone lines. As we continue at 951-817-RANT, superhero comes at you, wants to help. Who are you going to be more scared of, the criminal or the superhero? Area code 72, you're on RadioCitrus.com. Nope, goodbye, area code 720. Well, let's take a break. We'll come right back with more music and more of your calls at 951-817-RANT right here on RadioCitrus.com. Oh, dang it. There we go. Would you consider that brown nosing? I don't know. It just seems like it's brown nosing to me just a little bit. Keaton 999, I believe, with a sampling of it's got to be Prairie Dog Eric there. I'm slowly learning people's voices thanks to the microphone TMNDs. But it's RadioCitrus.com. This is the live show, taking your calls live. At 951-817-7268. I'm just learning the phone number myself. And on the line, we got Dustin Diamond calling in from Long Island. How are you doing, man?
Yeah, you know, I'm all right.
That's cool. Okay, your vote. This kind of, you know, you're downtown. It's even psycho for you, because we can say Manhattan. What's the ghetto part of the island of Manhattan there? Like, where,
what?
Like, what is the most, like, dangerous neighborhood of the New York City megaplex there?
Seriously? I don't know. Just pretty much the whole place in general.
Okay. So you're on Wall Street, which is probably about the scariest place of all right now. And you're getting mugged by some AIG exec or something. And a guy in a superhero costume comes at you. Who do you punch?
Probably the guy in AIG.
The AIG. So one vote for AIG. Yeah. Why?
Because I don't like people in suits and ties.
So even is you trust? Okay. Now the second follow-up question I've got for you then: if you've got $100,000 to invest, do you trust the AIG guy or the crazy psycho guy in the spandex?
Definitely the guy in the spandex.
Think so?
I'd go with Superman any day. Yeah.
Okay, so one vote. So we got one vote down for deck 'em both in the face, and your vote down for AIG. Anything exciting going on Long Island tonight?
Not at all, actually.
Not at all? You don't run into Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly on a regular basis?
No.
How about Alan Combs? He probably mows your lawn.
Oop.
Exactly. Alan Combs.
Alan Combs.
Don't run into him much either. Do you ever run into anybody in New York? They say, like, or you can even see it, like in The Office. This was several seasons ago. Pam and Jim and whatever that other girl was, Karen, were walking down, and in the background you can see Conan walking around, and apparently talking to somebody who goes to New York City a lot. They say, "Oh yeah, you know, unlike L.A., New York, you see celebrities walking around all over the place." Ever run into anybody when you've gone to visit New York?
I ran into Emeril once.
Who's that?
Emeril from the Food Network.
Oh, yeah?
Emeril Live.
I don't get the Food Channel myself. To me, if the meal takes longer to cook than it does to eat, I'm not going to eat it. But that's cool. Did he, like, give you any advice, or you just, like, see him and that was it?
I was on outside of the show.
Okay. Well, that's tight, man. Well, thanks for calling in from New York, and we got your vote down. You would deck the AIG guy in the face.
Yeah.
All right. Dustin Diamond, later.
All right. Horse dick.
Somebody's got to NEDM me, you know, because we've got quite a bit of this call in. Might be the same guy.
Hooker boots.
No, it's not.
Oh, my God. Did you know, in Soviet Russia,
interruption fads gone bad. Like, NEDM was funny. All right, I'll give you that. It's burnt out now. NEDM had something funny to it, but it's just like it spun out of control. And along those lines, I got proud to play the Foot Doctor music coming up a little bit later. But anyway. This is the live show right here on RadioCitrus.com.
Hi, this is B-Tape. I just wanted to say hi, and I wish you good luck with your radio station. I'm playing a game of Magic the Gathering here. I was hoping I could get on the air and talk with you. Bye.
Okay, for the record, I have never in my life played Magic the Gathering. Had a few friends who did. Isn't that like playing solitaire, except instead of spades, you have monsters that eat each other? I don't know. I'm not into that. Now, somebody did leave a message with a very important question that I didn't clarify.
Go! God damn. So I just wait on here until I get picked, or am I actually leaving a message? That's the confusing part. I really have no idea if this is a message machine or a hold kind of thing, because I was a 720 caller and I hung up because of the beep, but then you said that I hung up. I had no idea, also because of the three-second delay. So I'll just hang up and call whenever you have an open line, so I'll leave it at that.
Anyway, we kind of get the point there. Okay, when I can't pick up the call for various reasons, usually because there's another call in the queue or whatever, you are leaving a message. I try to check the messages, hence why it's on. It's RadioCitrus.com, the live show, 29 minutes after the hour. And talking about, over the last, you got two votes down. The story, if you're in the downtown area and a guy's mugging you with a gun, knife, etc., and a guy in spandex and a Superman costume comes up to rescue you, who do you deck in the face? Taking calls right now. Phone lines are actually open. And you know the number, 951. And my computer locked up. Or I'd read it to you. 817-7268. Area code 717. Hello, area code 717. Who's this?
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Hey, make sure you mute your player in your browser that way.
Already got it.
Awesome. Where are you calling in from tonight from?
PA, DNS over here, rocking in the house, G.
Well, there's two sides to PA, Western and Eastern. Which one?
East Coast.
The east side?
Not a gangster, though. Just being a dumbass.
Yeah, well, you've heard about what happens in Western PA, right? You heard about the family who went to Albertsons. Wanted to get a cake for their little, I think it was their daughter's birthday, and they named their daughter Adolf Hitler, first and middle name, and Albertsons refused to make a cake for him for obvious reasons. So, good. Glad to hear you calling.
I read about that in the paper.
You're calling from Eastern PA. No offense to anybody out
there.
Yeah. There are normal people in Western PA, but it's also some nuts. So, okay, your vote. Who would you deck in the face?
Probably the superhero.
Probably the superhero.
I mean, he's kind of like creepy. He's like one of the super nerds who lives in mom's basement, kind of shit.
Yeah, well, and they're usually the type of. I mean, they already mentioned the story. The guy was abused as a child. And I guess I mean, yeah, sure, anybody wants to try to make a difference in the world, whatever, but come on, you know, I don't know. So, okay, so one, oh, what were you saying?
I'd deck him anyway.
Deck him anyway. You're a man, yeah. That's too bad about your childhood. You know, but.
I mean, he's trying to be a superhero out in public. At least, you know, if I'm going to be an idiot in public, I'll go to a freaking Ren Fair or something. Dress up as an asshole and freak other people out, little kids, you know, stuff like that. But not just out on the streets. Come on.
Well, and there's a difference, too, between a bunch of idiot college kids who are like, yeah, you know, let's go dress up as weirdos and go, yeah, like you say, scare little kids, you know, whatever. The ethics of that is for a debate for another day. But, you know, this guy, it's like something just isn't clicking upstairs. There are other ways to help the cops. And I don't know if you caught in the news story, they were talking to, he walks up to a police officer. If you'd seen the video, you could have seen this. And he hands his card to the police officer and says, if you ever need my services, please feel free to give me a call. And the cop just sitting there laughing. I don't know if you can hear him, but the cop sit there. He says, oh, yeah, I'll write you a letter. You know how seriously he's been taken. But, okay, so I got your vote down for superhero. Now, the big question... Anything exciting going on in your part of the country, Eastern PA?
Oh, hell no. Jeez, I'm just sitting here listening to Radio Citrus. I ain't got nothing to do.
And that shows
I'm
you.
I'm going to go up the sheets later.
You are really, really desperate then if you're listening to RadioCitrus.com. I'll be honest.
Yeah. I mean, it could be, you know, doing other things like, I don't know, jacking off or something.
Yeah, but that...
Memos, I don't know. Just too lazy.
Do something classy, man. You know... Pull yourself up, show the world that there's something to you, and go down and do something classy, like go to Taco Bell.
Strip club.
You know, get like a large 64-ounce soda, like three burritos.
Hell yeah.
You know, I mean, just to really show the world that, like, no matter what happens, the bad economy, swine flu, whatever, that you pick yourself up. By the way, swine flu, what are you doing to prepare for pandemonium?
Prepare for it. Shit, I'm going to hand that stuff out. I'll go out and get it. And I'll just go around poking people, coughing on them, spitting on them, sneezing on them. Be like, swine flu for the win. And I'll just go around spreading the love.
Yeah, it's a, you know, I mean, that just, you know, just like the people in the tights, you're able to try to make the world a better place. And after all, isn't that what this world is all about, especially YouTube and YTMND. So. All right, well, thanks for calling, man.
Yep, thanks. Hold on, let me do shout-out. Greg, you suck cocks! Okay, I'm done.
Okay, well, you know, it's kind of like the old yearbook shout-outs that they had, except that the difference was is the yearbook ones actually went in print, and they were, you know, the old English teacher who's like, 78 years old, and she's the advisor of the yearbook committee, and she you know, somebody puts something in there, and she's like, oh, that's very nice, and, like, doesn't get it, and it goes to print, and you have 3,000 copies of it. At least this goes off into space to disappear. Now, of course, you guys remember there was a big debate between, you know what, I got to pick up this call. He hung up. Dude, area code 651, you've been trying to get in all night. I would have taken it. But anyway, that's cool. You remember the big thing between there was Vince, the guy with the Whopper Chopper. You know, hey, you want a salad? Just put in a whole chicken and chop, 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 and you got, you know, filet mignon. You know? And then the other guy with the ShamWow. Of course, you all remember that, right? Finally, have a workplace with unbridled YouTube access, unlike communist China. I've actually found a really good. Give it a shot here. It's I think actually somebody, Steve Porter. Somebody mentioned that they wanted to play the Steve Porter mix. Here you go. Is that not the greatest fad of all time? Well, I personally don't think so. I think Cosby's better myself. It's RadioCitrus.com of the live party. NEDM. Out of the ashes of tragedy sometimes come some of the best things, right? Remix there from YT Hacker. He's posted by a guy named YT Hacker. It's often hard to give credit to the people who post it because a lot of times they just rip it off from other places. And then another unnamed site, the site that should not be named, will then rip it off of YTMND. Anyway, it's RadioCitrus.com, the live party. A big thanks to Soren from Minnesota who called on the show earlier. He called back to say, hey, YTMND, or NEDM, will never die because it's clearly the best fad ever. Which month is the best fad ever? And maybe this guy from Area Code Answer. Hello, it's Radio Citrus. Who's this?
Hey, this is John Shaw. This is, I go by Frequency on YTMND.
Well, nice to meet you. Where are you calling in from?
Yeah. I'm calling from Tallahassee, Florida.
Tallahassee, so it's about 9,000 degrees.
It's pretty hot over here. It gets really annoying. There's like 2 weeks around this time where it gets really nice, and then it just gets hot.
Hey, do you ever watch the, is it ABC 27 that's down there?
That's the one.
Hey,
good call.
One of my homies, Marco Villarreal, works at ABC 27 now. See, you can see he's the type of guy who like climbs the ladder and he's on TV, and I'm in a windowless room broadcasting to 34 of my fellow nerds. But yeah, next time you see him on there, Marco Villarreal, give him props, even though like he
I will think of you.
He won't see you, but you know, give him a pound.
No,
you know, anyway. Yeah. Favorite fad of all time.
Favorite fad, Razor Gator by far.
Razor, why?
I'm just gonna let it out there. I work for the company. That's why.
Oh, you work for Razor Gator. Okay,
I work for Razor Gator. Yes, I'm an inside man. I actually introduced the Razor Gator fad.
Oh, people did you?
Just don't know that.
Okay. Well, you got to get on to make it official. You got to go on to the most ghetto website ever, and I'm not talking about YTMND. I'm talking about the YTMND wiki. We ought to have a contest sometime, you know, vandalize one of the wiki pages just to see what happens. Anyway, RadioCitrus.com officially does not advocate vandalizing wiki pages. We don't condone it. We don't condemn it. But if you go on the wiki, you ought to put on there the Frequency, an employee of Razor Gator, shamelessly promoted his product on YouTube.
Shamelessly promoting. As long as I'm shamelessly promoting stuff, I'd also like to promote my campaign. My 2010 campaign.
Your 2010 presidential campaign, right?
2008 was a good year. I don't know if people remember. Max made a post about it. I ran for the House of Representatives.
Oh, yeah?
It was a very successful campaign. I'm going to be running again. So
does that mean you?
So anyone wants to help
does that,
out,
Are you running for re-election? Or are you running like because you lost the first time?
I lost pretty badly. I was an independent candidate running entirely upon marijuana reform, and apparently the Bible Belt doesn't appreciate that.
No.
I'm going to run again. You know, the cool thing is like you can run every 2 years, so I'm just going to continuously run every 2 years for the rest of my life until this is done. And then I will claim my victory.
You say, till this is done, it means you die?
Well, basically, yeah. So death do I part from this political endeavor.
Well, I guess here's the thing. Running in the Bible Belt, you're right. Running on the Bible Belt on marijuana reform is a dumb idea. Yet, you can go to Portland, Oregon, where I lived once. You can run on it, and guess what? You're going to be drowned out by the crowd because everybody's running on marijuana reform.
But it wouldn't change anything. See, the point of running down here is to create some sort of controversy because I live in the capital, too. I live in the capital area. And District 9, which is my district, is the most powerful district in this area and perhaps the most powerful district in Florida.
The most powerful district in the entire panhandle.
In the entire East Coast. Panhandle of Florida. Yeah.
Wouldn't be like Washington, D.C. or anything. It's Tallahassee, right?
Yeah.
But people don't know that. Yeah. That's where the shadow government is, right?
Yeah, basically.
So marijuana reform, but how far are you willing to take it? Because, like, I could kind of see, treat it like alcohol or whatever. I have some sympathy to that. Sure, fine. But when it's people like, pop parties on the street, man, people driving 10 miles an hour down the road, you know how angry that gets me? I don't want to support marijuana reform because I want to get on the freeway and go about 75, 80, 90, 95 miles an hour. And then you get
the
one guy
for not supporting marijuana reform.
Yeah, because you're going to get five stoners.
That's not a deadly number so far.
Well, you're going to get five stoners on the freeway blocking all five lanes at the same time.
Yeah.
And they'll roll at a nice, leisurely 35 miles an hour. And then people are going to end up shooting themselves, and it's just going to be bad for society. So that's
I can't argue with you there. I better well just hang up the boots on that one, because that's about the best argument I've heard by far.
Yeah, you know, so I mean, maybe go for, like, meth reform. Then everyone drives fast. They drive the wrong way, but at least they're driving fast, right?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Okay, so your vote down, Razor Gator, because you're promoting your product. Okay, well, at least you're honest about it. Well, take care in Tallahassee, and try not to drown in that humidity.
Yeah, I won't. Thank you, buddy.
All right, take care. It's RadioCitrus.com.
Hi, I'm bored, and I know Soren Peterson, so I should be treated specially.
Okay, I'm not sure what that was all about. It's RadioCitrus.com, worst station ever. And I had a guy named Joe on the line, and somehow I lost him. But he was calling and mentioning that he has a cat that apparently looks just like Annie DM, apparently. So, which, you know, it was really easy to prove. I would have held him up to the microphone so you could all see the cat. But, you know, oh well, we missed out on that. Phone line's open. Somebody from area code 720, you've been trying to get in all night. Let's even get... Hello. You've been trying to call in all night, haven't you?
Yeah.
And you made it in finally.
Yeah, I did.
Who's this?
This is James from Denver.
James from Denver. Oh, so you're from the top of the Rockies, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
And is there, like, the air so thin that, like, people start, you know, be, like, walking to their car in the Walmart parking lot and just pass out?
Well, not really, but, you know, it's definitely weather changing a lot in here.
So the saying there is what, the weather changes every 15 minutes?
Yeah, it changes a lot. Like, one day it's snowing like a blizzard, and then same thing that day, the sun's out, and then snow melts.
What do you think causes that? And don't give me lame answers like, you know, weather patterns and climate. Like, what's the real reason?
You know, I honestly don't know, but, you know, I'm just assuming maybe, like, the mountains might have something to do with it.
Like, it's a... I think you guys would be in a rain shadow, because all your storms come in from the Pacific, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's it got a little rainy today, but it's going to be foggy tomorrow, too, so, yeah.
Fog in Denver. It's something I associate with, like, Portland, San Francisco and stuff. Not Denver, but... Yeah, it's cool. You guys are probably up now above freezing, finally.
Yeah, definitely. It's getting a little cold out, but, you know, any day it's going to be summer for one, and, you know, for fun.
And it'll be like everywhere in the Mountain West, 32 degrees up until June 1st, the 9,000 degrees through the rest of the summer, and then one day you'll wake up, have your flip-flops on, and it'll be snowing. But favorite fad?
Yeah.
Favorite YTMND fad, and why?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Your favorite YTMND fad. What's your vote?
Oh, definitely NEDM.
NEDM. So we've got two votes for NEDM. Let's make that three. No. I'm not going to vote for NEDM. I'm going to vote for Cosby. So we got one vote down for Cosby, two for NEDM, and one for Razor Gator. And Razor Gator, he said it was because he works for the company. So it's like, you know, whatever, inside corruption, whatever, none of that stuff. NEDM, what's your reason?
You know, I like cats, and I seriously just love this song. That remix is one of my most favorite trance remixes, and I love it, you know.
So that you would say that remix alone is the reason you're a fan of it? There's got to be more to it than that.
I don't know, like, I like that, you know, the gray cat's awesome, and there's always YTMD's about it, this, you know, popping up any DM, and it just freaking goes at it. You know, I just like that.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
I think for me, NEDM, some of the magic was whoever made that site where it's the Wizard of Oz and they're in the black and white house, and then out of the blue, you know, NEDM, you know. Your favorite site?
Crap. I really don't know. It's been a while since a really good NBDM site's been out.
Yeah, probably about 8 years.
You know, what?
Probably about 8 years.
You're lagging up.
Probably about 8 years. Never mind, it's a Carmine joke, but don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Cool, man. Thanks for calling in. And anything exciting going on in the Mile High City before you hang up?
Well, probably 2 days ago with the swine flu. It's now in Colorado. It was from the DIA airport with a few employees doing bagging and stuff. They caught it. And, you know, I don't think the swine flu is a big deal at all. It's simply a flu, but a little bit worse or whatever, you know. I just don't think that's a big deal. I think it's pretty cool, though.
but it's always embarrassing for the worker who is working, you know, and unzips the bag, and there's a pig, and it gets out, and the pig sneezes on him. And, you know, then the guy goes to the claim check and has to explain, and it's just awkward. So, all right, man, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
All right, it's a live show on RadioCitrus.com. Looks like 8 o'clock. Oh, darn it. This would have been much... Coming up on 8 o'clock. Here we go.
I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
No. We'll do it live. Live, live, live.
The live show.
Live.
Big Brother can make anybody they want live.
Everyone's entitled to a little confusion in their life.
Number 5 is alive.
9-7, go to Paradise Hotel. Alive, live, live, live.
Live.
Live in the pool.
I need a live spell check on the air, you know?
You know, the next thing, he's going to be wearing a leather jacket and motorcycle boots.
Come now, dear. You've been watching too many of those live shows.
I got all three of you guys for the rest of your natural born live. And you're mine.
The following broadcast is brought to you live.
L-I-V-E, the live show.
You are live. Please do not swear.
This is the live show on RadioCitrus.com.
And as we continue into the 8 o'clock hour tonight, I almost thought I potted up the wrong pot. You guys can hear me, right? As we continue the 8 o'clock hour, talking about your favorite YTMND fan. Yeah, I know it's kind of lame, but it's something to talk about, right? Razor Gator, 1 vote, 2 for NEDM, and 1 for Cosby. Might have another vote here on the line. Oh, darn it, I didn't pick it up quick enough. Phone lines, of course, open for there, right here on RadioCitrus.com. Come on, let's get another caller here. You know you want to dial 951-945-7247681-77255. 906 area code. Hello.
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 Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Northern Michigan.
Northern Michigan. So you're not like...
The upper part of it. Way out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Now you're... You're not near any car plants or anything, are you?
No, they used to have one about an hour away.
What kind of car do they build out there?
Yeah, back in a place called Kingsford. Henry Ford built one in the 30s, and it folded in like 2 years because we're all a bunch of drunk fucks up here.
Oh, so they haven't built a car out there in a long time.
No, not even a little.
Now, is it true, Michigan, and maybe not for Northern Michigan, but when they talk about Michigan, it's like... riots in the street and 75% unemployment? Because that's basically, you ask a lot of the rest of the country and you mention Michigan and they're like, oh yeah, it's a bunch of people out of work who are setting stuff on fire.
Well, you see, that's the thing. That's the predominant misconception about Michigan. In actuality, there are two stereotypes for Michigan. There's the southern part of Michigan where you're either Arab or black and there's an 80% chance that you have a criminal record, or you come up north where it is all white bread and there is an 80% chance you have a drug possession on your record.
Oh, well, that's fine.
That's about the main difference. A lot of alcoholism. Personally, I'm drinking, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, just...
Don't need to make this personal.
You're not, like, talking on your cell phone and driving at the same time, are you?
Oh, no. And good. Trust me, whenever I drive, it's not on the freeway. It's on the sidewalks. So
okay.
I'm good to go.
Good. And in Northern, knowing Michigan, there's probably nobody walking anyway, so...
No, everybody's too busy getting drunk and having sex with fat women.
Yeah.
I'd be doing that, but I'm too lazy.
That's Northern Michigan. Favorite Annie, or excuse me, favorite, yeah, I'm not biased. Favorite NEDM fad? No. Favorite YTMND fad? Which one would you vote for?
Favorite fad or favorite NEDM? Because I'm not too familiar. I mean, there's like one NEDM and like 50 million templates of it, but like Cosby, no, that's an art form. I was right with you with the Cosby thing.
You think
like,
you're going to vote for Cosby?
Let It Cosby.
Let It that Cosby. One.
You remember that one where let it be, that's brilliant. That's the only way you can really put it, you know?
Yeah, well, it's, I'm actually just looking to see if I can pull it up here, but I don't,
It should be under Just Let It Cosby. I think they got a straight domain rip on that one.
You think so? Yeah, I think that's
almost better.
Definitely going to be our next song. If you were to, give it a second... A second Cosby site that's your favorite?
I'm torn between Cosby Bebop and Phoenix Cosby. Cosby Bebop's just a good song, but Phoenix has just got that energy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just, like, kind of just, it seems like it just, the second, you know, whatever he says, I don't know, I don't remember the... What the hell was that?
Oh, well, you know.
A big stupid doo-doo head.
A big stupid doo-doo head.
You see what the guy with the kids in their yellow pudding pops in, you know? Go!
Well, I'll take up your suggestion for a song here. Let's see if it works.
Right on. Sounds good.
Let It Cosby. Is it going to work? It looks like it might work. So, all right. Well, keep it tight in Northern Michigan. And like I say, go out and make something of your life. For Michigan, I wouldn't say it's Taco Bell. You probably don't, like, have any.
No, but... we got a Taco Bell in town.
Okay. Then make something yourself, head to Taco Bell. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. Later, man.
Take care.